Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. Guys, let's get right into the phone calls. We'll get back into the ultimate guide for living beneath your means here in just a moment. Alex from Milwaukee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, I see you're back on Free Talk Live. It's been a while since I've seen you on the show.
Well, I think I was on Saturday. I was on Thursday. I think it was Wednesday and Thursday.
I knew you took a leave of absence for a while, so I've just been starting to listen to the show again, which
okay.
is really amazing because you're the first Jew to come back from camp. You know, that's a long gated vacation at Auschwitz you took.
I went to Auschwitz?
Yeah, you grimy little filthy Jew rat.
Oh, you're the guy that doesn't like Jews.
No, I'm the guy that asked you if
you know,
get
of all of all the hosts to pick on for their Judaism, you would not be at the top of my list.
Yeah, my libertarianism, Bitcoin, yeah, real currency, yeah.
Did you have a point, Alex?
Yeah, did you get that rhinoplasty for your wife so you could dethrone her? Because her Jew nose is so big. It makes that impossible.
My wife isn't Jewish.
Are you sure about that? Because I know.
Yeah, Alex, I'm sure about that. You mouth-breathing dullard? Yes, I am sure.
Another one? Two mouth-breathing dullards?
Well, stupid is stupid.
Okay.
Oh, he hung up on me.
I thought that was reserved.
Like, come on, man. We did 23andMe. I know what she...
But he had such a great intellectual position. I can't believe he didn't want to stick around to defend it.
She's Swiss. I mean, what? Ridiculous. I didn't drop that guy, ladies and gentlemen. Did not drop him.
You could have. Wouldn't have been bad.
What was the point of the call? I'm not entirely sure. Obviously, he hasn't been listening for some time because I've been on the ship. He's talking about the leave of absence. Exactly.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be very disappointed.
Well, that time you went to Auschwitz, you remember.
Right. I don't know.
It could have been. You could have visited. Maybe you would have been on vacation.
I had never been to Auschwitz.
Okay. Yeah. Even if you did, who cares?
Or Dachau. Or
apparently you were homesick for a past life because you're a Jew.
Yeah.
You know, in your soul, not your body, because, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so little Jewish that that 23andMe is not even certain that it's so.
So you admit you're a Jew.
Well, yeah.
I knew you were a Rothschild. Burn him!
I bet you if you, for the people that do decide to take, there's a lot of people who take these little quizzes and find out, surprise, there's a little something here, a little something there, because people have been jumping the fence for a long time.
My favorite is when they're famous racists and they find out that they're like part Jewish and part black.
That is fun, yeah.
That is hilarious.
I have no desire to take those things because I don't want to give up that information, because it may find its way to the government hands. Fine. I'll be in conspiracy theory there. But at the same time, like, my birth certificate says, like, Portuguese and Chinese. And when I grow my beard out, there's, like, red in my beard. And so I, you know, my mom sees it, and I go, like, so what's the deal with the red? And she goes, well, your grandfather might be a little bit Irish. We just don't know. And I went, okay, so none of this matters anyway. What difference does it make? And then I stopped caring.
I would largely agree that it mostly doesn't matter. That the best value to these things is sort of...
Occasionally you can find something useful to be like, okay, what is the diet that my ancestors have adapted to or something like that? But largely useless.
Right. Are we moving on?
Yeah, Eric? Please. Let's jump into it.
All right. We're going to jump ahead just a little bit to get into the actual steps. So how do you get from a lifestyle in which every dime goes out to one in which there's money left over each month? Here are some tips to help you make the transition to a more peaceful financial lifestyle. Many of these tips will work even if you've already begun having financial problems, but a few are preventative measures that are geared towards making a lifestyle change when you aren't yet under the gun.
Hmm.
Number one, assess your budget. The first thing you have to do is get a clear picture of what money goes out each month. If you use a debit card for everything, this is incredibly easy. If you use cash or a combination, you'll need to spend at least a month taking notes of where your money is going. Print out your records for the past 2 to 3 months, then plug the numbers into a spreadsheet. Then they link to an article that has 10 different styles of budget spreadsheets that are free. Pick the one that looks like it will work best for you. Not the debt reduction ones, though. Save that for later.
And this is the thing about the budget, the budget conversation that they never have. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not ready to take the time to put together your budget, like, and look at your budget as it actually exists today, you're not ready to be independent, to be financially free. You're not ready to be independently wealthy. You're not ready. You are basically a high schooler set loose on the world. I mean, you're just not ready. You have to be, you have to take the responsibility of actually writing the budget down, not something in your head. Writing it down or typing it out or whatever. It has to exist in reality so you know what this stuff is. And if you're not willing to take those steps, you're not ready for any of this.
Now, I've known a lot of friends that were very surprised when they actually took account of what their expenses are.
They're everybody's very surprised.
I'm spending that much on this?
Yeah.
I don't even like it that much.
Right.
I know. I put everything on a credit card to get the points. And so when it's time to, like, pay that bill, that's when I see where all the money went. And on a good month, a lot of it is just like gas and food.
Yeah.
Right? Because I come
out
here.
Gotta have food.
Right. Well, I come here for the meetups, usually on Sundays, and then there's one in Manchester that I go to. So I'm always, like, I eat out twice a week, and I try to maximize that, you know, maybe one off with the wife here or there, and then, you know, gas to get to and from work.
Yeah, eating out is one of the biggest expenses that people have.
It really is. It takes what is a pretty cheap proposition, food, mind you, getting more expensive at the grocery store, and amplifies it like 5 times.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you better really enjoy it when you do it.
Well, and for, it's a social thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I'm going to go hang out with friends. Those are the days that I do it. And so, you know, it's built into that for me personally.
Figure out how many dollars not cooking and not doing the dishes is worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once this is done, you'll have a clear picture of where your money is going. This can be a painful step, but essential. Step number 2, calculate your fixed expenses. Your fixed expenses are the baseline of your budget.
Isn't that part of the budget? Yeah, okay.
It could be. Well, you got to assess, right? Number 1 is assess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like step 1 is just look at it.
Yeah.
Just look at what are the numbers and where are they going.
Okay.
And then step 2 is to sort of filter it down and be like, okay,
what do you have to have?
Yeah.
Right. These are the expenditures that don't, for most people, change from month to month. Bills like car payments, rent, mortgages, insurance, gym membership, cell phone bills, cable internet, you get the idea. You may not have all those bills. If not, that's great. If so, you may want to make some adjustments. You need to know this magic number to set your budget. This number may not be final, so we'll discuss below, but it's important to know if you lost your job right this minute, how much your output would be.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have cable, right?
Unfortunately for me, you know, I could get out of this if we wanted to, but part of our rental agreement is that we have to maintain a relationship with the cable company.
Like, why?
It's part of the rental.
My relationship be respectful distance?
I would have to move. So it's well within my choice to then move and find a new place to live.
But as long as we rent that apartment,
we have to maintain.
Like, are they getting a kickback from
probably.
The cable company?
Probably. That's why it's there. But it's there. And that's
I have never heard of such a thing.
You can read my lease.
So is the cable company the one that gives you your internet? Because a lot of times people's excuse or reason or whatever the situation is that, look, cable's $15 more on top of my internet connectivity.
We have chosen to get internet from the cable company.
Yeah, why not?
If you have to get the bundle,
yeah.
But it's not mandated that we get internet.
I'm pretty sure that's got to be the number one reason that anyone has cable. It's just because their internet company bundles it in.
Yeah, well, and usually it's always pitched as a cost savings, right? Get your cable, phone, and internet from the same company, and you get the bundle deal rather than spreading it out.
Right. We used to have, I lived out in the country when we cut the cord. We had, like, Dish, so we could watch stuff and those kind of things. And it's like $60 a month 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. Well, cutting that out and just going to Amazon Prime for, I think it was $6 a month on average, or $8 a month. It was a huge thing.
It's like $10 a month now. It's $120 for the year.
Right. It's not as low cost as it was. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Man there.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. For years here on Free Talk Live, people were asking us, hey, is there some kind of directory of libertarian businesses so that we can do business with the people that we, you know, want to do business with? Well, we partnered with liberty.menu to bring you just that. So it's a tool for our community, and at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect to it, so there you can connect and share with others. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. And when I say use, anybody could go look at the businesses there, but you must agree with the non-aggression principle, you know, that you won't use aggression to solve your problems, basically, in order to make a listing there at liberty.menu. So put your voluntarious ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL. You get a special badge because it's free. We can't make it any less. So it's liberty.menu code FTL. Let's go to, looks like Tyler calling in from Missouri. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello, Tyler. What can I do for you?
I think you're a lying, knobby little Jew.
Okay. That just, what happens when idiots decide to say naughty, the wordy dirds on the radio is that everything they said for 7 seconds is gone.
I love how calm you are when you move to push the button. Like, you know, you take the full 7 seconds.
I got it. It's fine. Gone. There are two buttons, by the way. We have two
No, I saw
buttons.
You. I'm
yeah. So let's go to Rick calling in from Ohio. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm a big fan of the show. How are you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
So Halloween is coming up, and last year, my little cousin came to my house, trick-or-treated, and he had a little gold star on his pajamas.
All right. So my danger here as far as, more Jew jokes is that I haven't let the dump button build all the way up.
Yep.
So I'm not going to play this game with Rick this evening. But thank you for the call, Rick. Appreciate that.
Space out your troll calls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really probably shouldn't have gone to it in the first place until the whole thing had built up. But, you know, these things do happen. Let's see. Speaking of trolls, let's see what if this is, in fact, the James from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
You can call me whatever you want on the national airwaves, as long as I can have the last word. But a
how would you do
not,
that? I mean, it's like
just as I'm just
you got to save until the end of the show.
As you are. And
okay, I'm a liar.
The proverbial dump button, St. Pete won't have any problem hitting it when you finally have to answer.
Who's Pete?
For being a priest
St. Peter. St. Peter, the guy
and,
that has the king.
Mountain man, I should love to tell you why I wish our government would put a Full Metal Jacket in Mark Edge's skull, and I mean this with the utmost sincerity.
You want an assassination?
I do not doubt your sincerity on that belief.
Yeah, Mountain man, you're hanging out with a piece of...
Okay. Not going to take any chances on that. James did have a little cussing going on last week or something when he called in. So there you go. Well, it's been a lot of fun here taking just a bunch of troll calls this evening. Go ahead.
What can you do? Yeah. All right. Step 3. What are your bad habits? After you plug in your numbers.
Just one quick note.
Sure.
I mean, I really do think that these people have great aspirations.
Who's these people?
The trolls.
Okay.
Someday they want to be president of the United States.
Perhaps.
And they have a leader, an example of set for them.
Clearly, it can happen to you.
After you plug in your numbers and you can see them there in black and white, it's
this
time,
is the budget.
Right. What are your assessing your bad habits at this point?
Okay.
After you've calculated your fixed expenses and assessed your budget. So
okay.
Step 3. It's time for a grim dose of reality. What you're taking a look at first are those little random expenditures that siphon away money subtly. The $5 here, the $10 there. You may discover that you spend $300 to $400 each month for a daily lunch out that didn't seem like much in individual increments.
Yeah.
But when you add up the daily $5 drive-through coffees and an afternoon bottle of water, ends up exceeding $500 a month, half a thousand, lots of money.
Yes. A lot of people do not want to hear this information, that somehow they're like, hey, you know, if I'm spending $3 on a cup of coffee at Starbucks, it has nothing to do with the wealthy elite that are controlling the world, right? Like, it just immediately it's an intro for, but look, I get it. You want to have your coffee. That's fine. The fact of the matter is that in an in a debt-based economy, and that's what we have, that's what all the economies are in the world right now, in a debt-based economy, thrift, that's the ability to save money, thrift is a superpower. And I'm not kidding you when it comes to that. This, if you continue to make, you stack up good decisions over the course of months that then become years, you really can. People say you can't move out of your social strata. Those people do not know the numbers. They have not spent any time. They wish to control your life. They wish to kill your drive so that they can be right.
Now, I've heard an alternate case for this, because a lot of the how you save money is you just cut out that cup of coffee. Right, it assumes and presumes that everyone is
drinking the coffee.
Right. But what if you're not? Like, what if you don't have that, you know, daily expense to cut out?
Well, there is definitely a point there in, like, how many people are actually going to go, oh, well, if it's $3 for a cup of coffee, that's $100 a month.
Yeah.
I could probably do something better with that and brew my own coffee.
You could. Yeah. But there are those that, you know, they go like, well, I'm not even drinking the coffee.
Yeah.
Right. How am I, where am I supposed to cut $5 a day?
It's the go-to example. It's the go-to example. Right. And what you're reading right there is the actual method of finding out. Like, you are spending more money than you think on things that you haven't thought about spending money on. And when you actually look at your expenses, that's when it becomes clear.
Right. And this, again, this is what I talked about earlier with, you know, solving, you know, higher money level problems, right? Like, if you solve a $500 problem once, you know how to do that. You never have to do that again. And one of the things I realized at one point in time without doing this method was, you know, solving that problem. Someone said, like, oh, spend money on this. And I go, you know what? I'm going to, because I can see some value in this. And you know what? I know in my life that I've wasted a lot more money than that on dumb things that did absolutely nothing for me. Why wouldn't I spend it on something that has the proposition of giving me value in my life and making things better? Maybe you smoke or drink alcohol outside the home on a regular basis.
Drink alone.
You have to now. Do what you're going to do. I'm not here to tell you to stop smoking or drinking.
By the way, does smoking outside of the home versus smoking inside the home cost any less?
I think they were referring to if you buy your booze, it is a staggering amount less expensive than going to the bar.
Right. If you were to buy, you can go get yourself a case of PBR, and it's going to be far less than going to the bar and even getting the cheapest beer that they have on tap.
And there are social smokers who only smoke when they go out and drink and party with friends.
That's true. Yeah. 855-450-3733. That's a good way to get hooked to smoking, but 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A riot outside a Portland Police Department station house injured officers, damaged patrol cars, and led to at least 9 arrests. Smoke filled the air outside the North Portland precinct as protesters clashed with cops seeking to clear out the area, a scene reminiscent of others that have taken place over the last
80 days in the city. Police say that over 3 hours, individuals in a crowd of 150-plus people pelted police vehicles with softball-sized rocks, glass bottles, golf balls, ball bearings, metal railroad spikes, and plastic eggs filled with paint. Also in Portland, protesters clashed with federal agents outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. People in that group of over 100 spray-painted the building with graffiti, hurled more rocks and bottles at the agents, and shined laser lights into their eyes. This is USA Radio News. Massive wildfires in California have grown to be the second largest in state history, as it and hundreds of other blazes have now scorched over a million acres. The LNU Lightning Complex fire that is burning across five counties in Napa and Sonoma Valleys has spread to more than 314,000 acres and is only 15% contained. Many of the fires raging in the state were sparked by a large number of lightning strikes as California is in the grip of a heat wave. The fires have scorched more than 771,000 acres, which roughly is the size of the state of Rhode Island. The state now has more than 585 total wildfires. Rescue crews on the Detroit River found Sergeant Sivad Johnson of the city's fire department after his daughter reported that her father went missing after he dived into the river to rescue three young girls from drowning. Johnson, a Detroit native, had been with the fire department more than two decades. His brother and his father also served in that role. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. And people have definitely been doing that tonight. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountain Man.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-3733. From mid-March through mid-July, Divvy, the easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, had increased by over 10 times. Now, nothing's in stopping Divvy from increasing exponentially again. In fact, that's their goal. Divvy's price jumped 10 times in correlation with their release of their beta wallet. Now, I don't know, this was a closed beta. I don't know if that's the reason. They don't know what the reason is. Look, it went up by 10 times, and that's the reality. When the wallet goes out of beta, will it go up further?
Who knows?
I don't know. But I know that Free Talk Live is currently quite happy about our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. And you can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They even have a lottery for the people that are staking the coin. Opportunity has knocked here every day on Free Talk Live. We've talked about Divvy. And that's since last September. Are you going to answer? DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I. DiviProject.org. All right. Let's go to the phones. We got Joe Bob.
Oh, joy.
Joe Bob in West Virginia listening on his phone. Joe Bob?
How's it? Do what?
What's on your mind?
Oh, much. How's it feel to be a dancing Israeli? And how's it feel to destroy seven towers for the prostitute in 2001?
How does it feel to be a dancing Israeli?
I don't even know what that means.
And then I heard the...
Right. I dumped a little bit of it because I There's just vowel sounds that bothered me. You know? We got radio stations to protect here.
At least there weren't vowel sounds.
I don't think there was content in that. There may have been something horrible, and there definitely wasn't content.
Thank you for the call, Joe Bob. And by thank you, I mean pound a turnip in your butt. Please,
if you're listening and you're not a troll, please call in so we can take your call instead. Right.
Proof that you can get on and talk about whatever you want, ladies and gentlemen.
So I did want to just say one quick thing about things like Divi. It has been told to me that past performance is no promise of future profit.
It's the truth.
And that applies to most things, but it does not apply to my personal budget and what I'm earning. And on that note.
Nearly everyone discovers that they have at least one bad spending habit in this part. Don't beat yourself up.
This part is putting together a budget.
Setting your bad habit, finding out what your bad habit.
But that's out of the budget.
Yeah. I mean, it's not part of setting your budget. It's looking at your budget and finding out which are the expenses that can go.
Right. Yeah, it's step one, collect the information. Like, actually write down what you're spending. Step two, parse the information.
Step two is fix.
You're jumping ahead to step three.
We're on step three. This is the
step. Oh, we're on step three.
Step three is the bad habit. Step two is calculate fixed expenses. So yeah, rent, cars.
That's part of parsing.
Right. And then step three is still looking at the budget that you've assessed and going like, well, what are these other things? Like the smoking, the drinking, the, you know, the soda pops. Don't beat yourself up. Just fix it. Imagine what your life would be like with the money you blow on cigarettes, drive-through coffee, giant fountain sodas, and happy hour tucked away waiting to help you through an emergency.
Right. And you can, for instance, I smoked for many years, and my preference was to smoke those cheap gas station cigars. Well, you could pay what you wanted to pay for them, and sometimes I paid way too much because I ran out. But if I planned ahead, I could buy a big box of 50, or I could, you know, find the cheapest place in town and buy a bunch extra. And the effective thing is buying a carton, right?
And that's the thing.
You were addicted to nicotine.
Yes.
Everyone's addicted to food.
Well, yes. I don't know if addicted is even the right term, but yes.
The behavior. Like, okay, you said it right there. If you can plan ahead, then you can actually, like, set this thing on a timeline and be like, okay, now I've got all of this taken care of. But if you find yourself suddenly hungry and you don't have anything in the fridge, then you're going to go out, you're going to buy a meal that's going to cost you more than you really bargained for.
Fair. Unless you give up some of your bad spending habits and replace them with something more fiscally responsible, it's going to be tough to live beneath your means.
Right. I suppose you can put a budget together, look at everything on the budget, and then not make any changes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, it's hard to look at the budget and not say, oh, yeah, this is the sore point.
Right.
This is the thing that's causing problems.
Well, and again, for me, with eating out at restaurants, like, that's in my budget. It's not going anywhere because it's part of my weekly socializing with friends that I like.
Yeah, right. I would say that, that falls into you got to live life, to some extent, too.
So someone who says, here's how many times I eat out per week or per month, they are going to be a lot better at this than someone who just finds themselves in the situation and decides to eat out for that meal.
Yeah. And, it happened to me and my wife last night. She's like, hey, do you want to go out to, you know, some Greek restaurant in town? And I looked in the fridge. I'm like, there's like so many takeout boxes of leftovers.
Yeah.
Why would we even do that? Let's just, you know. And so we made the leftovers food and we ate at home. So we saved probably 30, 40 bucks last night not eating out at whatever restaurant she wanted to go to. Step four, start slashing. Now it's time to start slashing those expenditures like Jack the Ripper on a foggy London night. Getting rid of those bad habits. Is
What's wrong with this lady?
I thought you'd jump in.
I like to think of my budgeting as serial killing.
I even paused for a long period of time. To let you...
It took me a second.
Getting rid of those bad habits is probably one of the easiest ways to cut spending. Find a substitute that costs less. This can be a process. Not everything has to be cold turkey, especially if you aren't in a bind. If times are tight, though, you may want to be more relentless and immediate in your cost cutting. Drive-through coffee. Get a thermos and doctor up your coffee at home, just how you like it, with the perfect amount of cream and sugar. A good thermos can be purchased for about the cost of a week of drive-through coffees, like flavored coffees, and then they link to a list of 25 flavored creamers you can easily make at home. Lunch is out. If lunch out with your office mates is something you do every day and you're completely unwilling to give it up, you can work out cutting the cost.
Yeah, I think that lunches and coffee are often a great way to cut costs.
I'm amazed at how much like my coworkers would eat out for lunch every day.
It took me one of the problems was is I would make lunch sometime to take into work. I'd usually eat it on the way to work, or I'd eat it by 10, and then I was like, oh, it's time to eat.
Then lunchtime rolls around, you're hungry.
I've just eaten two meals.
So I'm a long-term coffee addict,
mm-hmm.
and because I'm not an idiot, I've figured out how to have a thermos full of coffee the way I like it. Every now and again, I'll screw up. And I won't have enough coffee, or I just won't get my act together quick enough. And I am just shocked at how much people pay for coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really expensive. I mean, it was expensive years ago. It just can't have got any less.
I had a long streak of having never purchased a Starbucks coffee. Like, I was proud of that. Like, I will drink a Starbucks coffee. Someone goes like, hey, dude, go to Starbucks. But I had never purchased one. Until my wife, again, wanted to go to Starbucks and, forgot her wallet. So I'm like, man, you just ruined my entire streak of having never spent money for this expensive nonsense.
Well, I think you could just call that giving money to your wife.
Yeah, money's fungible, so yes, I could justify it out. But
yes.
I stood
or
in line.
I could just say that your wife's money that she's been spending on Starbucks all this time.
None of your justifications
money.
Will remove that memory from his mind.
Right.
Standing there, waiting, staring at the board and going, $4.50, are you kidding
for
me?
For a small... Yeah, I stood in line.
I think it's called a large. Card. Yeah. I think their small is called a large.
I'm not sure it's in
grande. Grande. It changes. Where was I? Take a morning and afternoon snack to the office, and then get something small at lunch instead of a full meal. And Mark, you got some carrots sitting on the table, so that's a nice little
carrots
snack.
Will fill you up. I love carrots,
and they are quick and easy.
Yeah. Just grab them out of the bag. You got to wash them ahead of time, but usually they're. Yeah.
Start a home garden. Just pull it right out of the ground on your way to the car.
Dirt don't hurt. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We're talking about, here on the air, how you can cut expenses and have more money. And I think it's one of these articles that, frankly, everybody can benefit from to some extent or another, because as the author said, you put together a budget. You take a look at that budget, and we've all got bad habits.
Yep.
And right now we're going through some of those bad habits, some ways to solve them. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
All right, guys. No promises. We're going to the phones. Johnny in Kentucky. Johnny going once. Johnny going twice. Well, I don't know what's going on there with Johnny. Let's just go ahead and read the list.
All right. So the last one was cutting back on lunches out, and then they listed this one as a separate one, bring your own lunch. It's even better if you brown bag it instead of going out for a more frugal lunch. When I worked outside the home, I packaged up leftovers every night into a container I could take to work the following day. Then all I had to do was grab and go in the morning. Bonus, what you bring from home is probably going to be far healthier than what you'd get at a restaurant.
Generally, that's true. If you're eating at home, you're generally eating a healthier meal. Restaurants know the secret to getting people to come back to restaurants, and that is fat, salt, and sugar.
Yeah, if they can put a pound of butter in one serving of mashed potatoes, they will.
Yeah.
Well, because that'll make you go back to their restaurant.
It's delicious.
Whereas, you know, when you eventually die, it's not that many fewer of customers. I will say one thing about making your own meals, and this is just a strange universal for, like, saving money and, like, dealing with the whole, like, time-to-money-saved ratio. It is almost exactly the same amount of time to cook for one person as 100 people.
Well, that's why people meal prep now. Right, they make all their meals for the entire week, like on a Sunday or Saturday, and then they do that. They container it up, and then they have their food for the week.
It's a good way to do it. I mean, we have freezers and Tupperware.
Yep.
Let me try these phones again here. Okay. Maybe it was the board op not turning things up. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm not hearing anything. Let's go to Justin, who's calling in from Utah. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know they're trying to let coons in our schools right now.
All right, look.
He must be a Biden supporter.
You know, I knew they got into the trash, but I didn't know they got into the schools.
I really, like. Let's just keep the racial slurs. I mean, guys, look, I get it. Y'all want to call in and do dumb voices on the radio.
Bubba booey, bubba booey.
Right, it's funny.
Yeah, no one's ever done that before.
Right, I'm...
Do the voice without the racial slurs?
Racial slurs are a good way to get your phone cut real short. Johnny, you got anything for me, man? All right, go ahead. Now, when it comes to smoking here, I just want to go through this list here because I mean, the lady's going through it or whatever. Smoking. Buy cartons, not packs. Obviously, you can go online. There's ways to get your cigarettes or cigars or whatever you're smoking more cheaply than you're currently getting. You need to buy larger amounts so that, you know, I'm not talking about a truckload, but you need to have larger amounts. And, yes, you should quit. You know, it's the number one killer on the planet, and it's not going to be great for you. Whatever.
And that's an easy way to do a replacement thing is if you can go, okay, here's a thing I wish I had money for. Not a huge, huge thing, but like something that I wish I could afford, like the new iPhone or whatever. And you actually do your budgeting, and you're like, oh, wow, I'm a pack-a-day smoker, and that is really killing my budget. I'm going to cut down to a half a pack a day smoker,
yeah.
or an 80% of a pack a day smoker, right. And I'm just going to put that much aside, and all of a sudden you can have that thing that you wanted. Like that'll give you more motivation to do something that is already motivating you.
Yeah, if you're a drinker and you go out to the bar 4 or 5 days a week
to meet girls.
Whatever the reason you go to the bar, you get alcohol is the reason one goes to a bar. You may meet girls. Then, you know, consider figuring out other, you know, ways to procure your habit. We all have habits. I'm not here to tell you they're bad ones. Water. I'm kind of curious about this one. So it's like every time you go to a gas station, you buy a bottle of water. I mean, usually they're not that much, but I'm just trying to figure out.
So this is that's exactly the thing. None of it's that much.
Yeah.
None of it's that much, but over time, like the fact that you didn't get a cup of water at home, which was free, but instead you got a bottle of water when you picked up gas.
Yeah, and you can get into the grocery store and just have your regular water bottle. You know, so a gallon of water at the grocery store is like 70 cents.
Right. So this is another area, again, for me personally, that talking with the wife about, because I have a water filter at home, like a pure filter to get tap water filtered at home. My wife buys like bottled water from the store, and she's upgraded her bottled water to like these, you know, giant gallon jugs. They're not the smart waters that she used to buy. And I go, well, as long as you're going to be buying like gallons of just regular water and you don't want to drink the filtered water that we have in the fridge, you know, what else can we do? So I went on Amazon. I found one of those little, you know, pumps for the 3 to 5 gallon jugs that just pours water from the big one.
Yeah.
And I go, well, if that's what you're going to do, you can fill up, you know, a 3 gallon jug or, you know, a 5 gallon jug at Walmart for like 40 cents a gallon. So spend the money up front for the pump and the big old plastic jug. And then instead of, you know, $3 or whatever for the 1 gallon, you're paying $2 for 5 gallons.
Well, and here's one. So, like, there are people that are addicted to soda pop. Like, it's a thing.
Sure.
Yep. So,
it's got caffeine in it. It's
and sugar.
Yeah.
So it's not terribly obvious, but, hey, you can actually get one of those soda machines. They're not that expensive.
One of the ones, the Soda Stream kind of soda machines that make,
Where you get, your CO2 cartridge and you just, you put in whatever kind of soda you want the syrup to be and you just make your soda.
Or,
I've had one of those, they're not as good. I'm sorry.
Well,
I haven't had one.
It's an opinion.
I drink seltzer.
Okay.
With you know, some flavoring in it is generally what I do.
It might be closer to that.
Well, yeah, it's more like that. Yeah.
If you can bring yourself down from Coca-Cola to Kroger brand cola,
that's what my suggestion was.
Then that's a worthwhile investment. Personally, I just really like having carbonated water. It's delicious.
Yeah.
But that's one of those things where if you do it that way, you have an upfront investment and you will save a lot of money over time.
All right, skip it to number 5. Can you cut any of your fixed expenses? This is where you can really make a huge difference in your budget. Can any of your fixed expenses be reduced? Maybe your mortgage or car payment can be refinanced at a lower interest rate to get you better payments. Maybe you need to move to a less expensive home or area. Maybe you need to get a car that you can pay cash for. Perhaps your insurance costs could be lowered with a different company. Do you actually need cable? Maybe you could switch to Netflix for the annual cost of a 1 month of cable.
Yeah, the cord cutting was a big deal for us. We saved a lot of money by doing that. We went through and looked at sort of cell phone plans, what we could cut, you know, and all those those things. And we were able to do that. And it was part of the whole formula that got our house paid off in 2.5 years. And I get that there are rich and powerful people in the world and that they're taking a larger and larger piece of an ever-growing pie. I got it. However, America is still a country where you can go from the lowest quintile to the middle quintile, and you can control that.
Yep.
And middle class is a lot better place to be than low class.
Yep.
And now getting up to upper middle class, that takes some more work and those kind of things, but you can.
But doable.
Yeah, it's doable.
For the cell phones, I have a prepaid phone and a prepaid phone plan. It doesn't have much data, but at the same time, I'm always around Wi-Fi and I don't really use that much data to begin with.
Right.
Well, and those are things that, like, whether it's your insurance or your phone plan, you're getting exactly what you already have. But, you know, saving 10, 20, 50 bucks, that adds up real quick.
All right. Number 6, get rid of debt. One of the best ways to live within your means is to purchase things when you have the money to do so, not when you have a handy payment plan. Many of us already have a heavy debt load. If you have to borrow money to get something, you cannot afford that thing. My dad told me that you should always pay cash for everything, but if you can't, the only things you should ever borrow money for are cars and homes, and then pay them off as fast as you can. NerdWallet reported that in 2016, the average American family owed $16,748 in credit card debt. The scariest part of that is that most credit cards carry a whopping interest rate of more than 20%.
Yeah, the people that pay credit for furniture from some of these furniture stores, the Rent-A-Center kind of things. Oh my God, I would never imagine that. Furniture's free. Practically, you just go down to the, you know, Goodwill.
Yep.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.